Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Around the yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, let's talk to Grant McCauley. Grant, there's a lot going on with our Braves. They get a game last night. Let's talk about the series before we turn the page and talk about who's in town tonight. First things first, Riley is hot, and Snit was talking about it. We need him to remain hot. You know, Friday night he had that double with two outs in the sixth. That got us on the board. But yesterday, I mean, two home runs, he seems like he's back in the zone.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the guys that you look at and you feel, I think that you have to be getting everything you can from him, from Marcell Ozuna, from Matt Olson, Ozzy Albies, Michael Harris. And you're not getting all these guys going at the exact same time yet, but these are the ones that have got to carry it. And I know we're not going back to talk about the Colorado series again, but I know a lot of folks were upset about that getaway day loss. And why is Eddie Rosario playing? I'm like, well, Eddie Rosario is kind of a non-factor if the rest of the guys are doing the things that they should be doing. I mean, losing 2-1 in Colorado wasn't a great tone setter for what turned into the weekend of losing again by a 2-1 score on Friday. Saturday, I think you have to put in its own chapter because it was just a strange turn of events. But clearly, Spencer Schwellenbach's got a few things to maybe adjust and tweak on his end. And then yesterday was just a game you had to have, and you needed somebody to step up and, you know, do the thing, as they say. And Austin Riley did that, not once but twice, with his multi-home run game to give the Braves just enough to eke out a win. And I think there were a lot of things to like inside of that game that really saved the weekend, the homestand thus far, and that series, and stopped the Braves from kind of losing some of the goodwill they'd just been building over the last couple of weeks.
I know that we spent some time last week talking about how Bryce Elder seems like he's getting things better and better, and now another good outing for Bryce Elder. And then I asked you last week about Schwellenbach. So how do you get Schwellenbach back on track? Because I know that the league makes adjustments, things change, and it's, mm-hmm. you've got to – I know you say it all the time, Grant, you know, maybe start changing your pitch order, you know, work backwards. Yeah. How do they get Schwelly back to what we thought he was a few weeks back?
I think that a lot of it is strategy and game planning and execution for him. And Schwellenbach said after that start on Saturday night that, look, I'm not putting the ball where I want to. So even if you look at the line score and you don't see, okay, well, he didn't hit two guys and throw three wild pitches and walk five, that doesn't mean that he was putting the ball where it needed to be put. And the proof of that was the, I believe, 10 or 11 balls that were put in play at nearly 100 miles an hour by the Dodgers. And if you're scoring at home, that's a very hard hit ball and is typically going to result in good things for the hitter as long as it's not right at somebody. And unfortunately for Spencer Schwellenbach, most of those weren't. So I think it's really about making the kind of quality pitches that he wants to in the zone, around the zone, continuing to challenge hitters, but just making sure that he doesn't fall into any kind of patterns or anything that could be, you know, picked up on by the other team, because they get a say in this too. If they crack the code, you can see some nights like we've seen a handful of times in his young career, but the stuff is there. The pitch mix is there. I think the precision is there. He can dial it in. It's just the constant game of adjustments. When you think you got it figured out, typically the league will tell you, all right, time to try something different, because the rest of the league has maybe figured you out.
While we're talking about pitching, Elder.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been damn good, and we got to give him some props, right? I mean, five innings in his past six starts, he's gone at least five. Six innings in three of those. What has been the difference for Elder? And by the way, the Braves have won, what, each of his past, I think they've won their four of his starts where his ERA is like 3.1 or 3.18 or something. What's been the difference with Bryce Elder?
Yeah, I think that really for him, it's kind of what we just got done talking about, being able to locate and execute his game plan and do it his way. He got a lot of swing and miss early in that start. I don't know if you had this on your bingo card. I know I didn't have it on mine, but you look at the MVP lineup that the Dodgers put out there of Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman batting 1-2-3. They have done that 121 times together in a Dodgers uniform. And the first two times ever that they were struck out in order, in succession, in the first inning was Grant Holmes and Bryce Elder in two out of the 3 days of that series. So baseball will show you some weird things sometimes, but I think Bryce Elder has just shown you quality and quantity of innings. He's been able to, you know, as the old saying goes, navigate that lineup, get the Braves into the sixth inning routinely. And I asked Brian Snicker about it. How big has it been? And he said, look, we had to have it. And we know Bryce is capable of doing things like this, but it feels a lot like the success that he was having in 2023 that earned him that All-Star bid. So they need it from everybody they can get it from, whether it's a Bryce Elder or a Grant Holmes on the mound and Nick Allen at shortstop and Eli White in the outfield. It's not all going to be about your superstars. It certainly helps when they're playing well, like we talked about, but it takes contributions all up and down that roster, all 26 guys, to grab the rope and all pull it in the right direction, and the same direction for that matter.
Grant McCauley's with us, guys, talking about the Bravos that get four with the Reds after the Dodgers, they salvaged the win, as Carl said. The thing that we were talking about earlier, it's early. We know that. But it does seem a little bit a lot like last year. It doesn't pass the eye test right now, Grant. I mean, Matt Olson and Ozzie, too many guys left on base. I know Matt did provide the one home run. Unfortunately, they didn't give enough from anyone else to help Grant Holmes. But what's it going to take to get Matt Olson going? Because he's batting just 212 right now, for instance, versus right-handers. And he's not really doing what we need him to do.
Yeah, I like what I'm seeing from Matt Olson in a vacuum, if that makes sense. Yeah, you can look at those numbers, and the numbers are who you are, certainly, and that's not lost on Matt. It's not lost on, you know, the fans. It's not lost on us discussing it either. But this is a guy who has lowered his strikeout rate from a year ago. He has raised his walk rate. He is hitting line drives and making hard contact at the top level in all of Major League Baseball, and he's making good swing choices. He just hasn't had a lot to show for it, and if there was a reward for it, which there's not, he's one of the unluckiest, if not the unluckiest hitter in baseball this year, just based on some of those advanced metrics. So I think as much as anything, Mike, it's just stay the course, because these are going to eventually start to fall and find gaps and go over the wall. That's the other thing.
Right.
We talked about this 3-4 weeks ago. His launch angle was at the bottom of the league in terms of efficiency. It's been rising, which means the ball's going to be rising. And as the weather heats up, I think Matt Olson will as well. So for him, it's a matter of just continuing to do what he's doing. And for Ozzie Albies, it's also a launch angle thing for him, but he is not a StatCast darling. You don't go look at that page and see, oh, he hits the ball hard all the time. He's one of the best in the league at this, and this. It's kind of, he's the sum of the parts. He's one of those players that he does a little bit of everything and he does it well, but it doesn't necessarily look or sound the same as it comes off the bat for a Matt Olson. But yeah, if he's able to start lifting the ball and getting some more power into it, I think we'll start to see the Ozzie we're accustomed to seeing. But yeah, you know, last year the broken wrist derailed him, the broken toe did. So maybe this has just kind of been working back into that everyday playing approach again and just getting comfortable. And you know, confidence starts to build when you start to collect some hits. And maybe that's a part of the equation that he just needs to see to know that, all right, I've kind of got some things going here, and just start swinging the bat with some confidence.
Grant, I got excited last night and watching Pierce Johnson with runners on, right, first and second, no outs in the sixth. And he comes in and records three consecutive outs. Is he falling into the role that they want him to? How do you see the Braves using him? Have they figured that out yet? Because that was a positive moment.
Yeah, and Snit talked about that before the game as well, just loving what he saw in that appearance by Pierce Johnson to come in and get some very big outs. And we know that the leverage, it's not all about, okay, well, who's pitching the ninth and who's the setup guy or the setup guys. It is a lot of time there's some big outs that can keep you from winning games that have to be recorded in the sixth or the seventh inning. And I think Pierce Johnson right now is kind of the veteran that they trust the most to do that. Baseball Hernandez seems to be the guy who's settling in a little bit at the setup spot. And then you can use Dylan Lee where you need to. And I know he gave up a home run yesterday, but don't get it twisted. This is still one of the better left-handed relievers in the National League, and he's been under the radar for a while. So with those three, plus Raisel Iglesias looking a lot more like Raisel Iglesias yesterday, I think you can start to feel or at least see the vision of this bullpen. It'd be nice for some other guys to step up and do some things and maybe get some help down the line, but at least the pieces seem like they're starting to be put in place, to your point, Carl.
All right. For the first time this week, Grant, Ronald Watch. We got to do it every day. I suppose he's going down to Florida for a rehab. What's it? Is there anything to be worried about? I think is it cryptic or that just or what's going on?
No, and I know that this is causing a lot of hand wringing and consternation is my word for it, my $2 word. And that people, it's not exciting to hear. Okay, well we were under the impression that Ronald will be back. What's going on? It's the first week of May. Wait, he's going to L.A. Now he's back in Florida. He's going to go to L.A. again. That was right. The news today. Just to get checked off or checked out by his doctors and his surgical team to make sure that this knee is, if it's possible, which it's not mathematically, 110% ready. They are not going to rush him. They are taking all of the possible precautions they can because I think they learned when he pushed it last time and he came back at the end of April and started to play. And then a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, you started to feel that there was residual issues. So they're using all of that information and trying to find the best ways to be proactive about making sure that they've checked every possible box they can to put him in the best position to succeed so that he'll look a lot more like the Acuna we're accustomed to seeing than the guy that had to battle the sore knee over the course of 2022. And I don't think that there's really anything wrong with that. Some of these other guys have got to figure it out. Ronald will make the team better when he gets back. The when, though, remains the question.
All right, great stuff, Grant. We'll see what happens tonight. Should be another fun series as homestand continues, and we'll talk to you tomorrow about everything that goes down tonight.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
No doubt.